Test 7. Listening test. The listening test is in four parts. Directions are given for each part. Part 1. Photographs. You will hear four statements about a picture. Choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Circle your answer. Number 1. Look at picture 1. A. He's fastening the ropes. B. He's putting down a bag. C. He's tapping in the pegs. D. He's scratching his head. Number 2. Look at picture 2. A.
The cars are parked in a row.
B.
There's a helmet on the trunk.
C.
The bike is on a rack.
D.
There are lanes painted on the road.
Part 2. Question response. You will hear a question or statement and three responses. Choose the best response to the question or statement. Circle your answer. Number 3.
Robin is the manager who just returned from Korea, isn't she?
A. She returned the file last week. B. I don't think so. C. He hasn't seen the manager. Number 4.
Do you want to have lunch before we look at the script?
A.
It's a fascinating place.
B.
No, he went to lunch an hour ago.
C.
Yes, let's get something to have here.
Number 5. What kind of books are you interested in? A.
Perhaps you can borrow it.
B.
I prefer fiction.
C.
It's a great book.
Number 6.
What did you think of the photographs for the brochure?
A.
They were marvelous.
B.
It was printed yesterday.
C.
I think he was annoyed.
Number 7.
Have you seen that magazine that just came out about adventure tourism?
A.
Yes, he's very talented.
B.
You have to come.
C.
No, but I heard about it.
Number 8.
Are there any outstanding applicants for the job?
A. I wasn't impressed by any of them. B. Applications closed last week. C. He got left behind. Part 3. Short conversations. You'll hear some conversations between two speakers. There are three questions for each conversation. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 9 through 11 refer to the following conversation.
Are you going to the movie festival again this year? I've been asked by the manager to attend the premiere of Wall Street Bears and review it for our magazine. You know, the movie based on Nicholas Scott's new novel.
Yeah, it's a fascinating novel. I'd love to go, but I'm too busy that week. I have to finish writing a series of articles about a new television drama.
Well, you could just attend the premiere with me on Saturday night and come back Sunday.
Yes, but that's what I planned to do last year, and I stayed for 5 days. Number 9. What did the man do last year? Number 10. What was the woman asked to do? Number 11. What does the woman suggest that the man should do? Questions 12 through 14 refer to the following conversation.
What did you think of that presentation about sales techniques?
I thought it was rather boring. He only talked about the standard techniques, like how it's important to listen to the customers carefully. There was nothing new.
I'm surprised. I have to say that I thought it was quite good. Oh, I put our names down to attend the one he's doing this afternoon on office rules and regulations.
Really? I'm not so interested in that. Why don't we see what else is on?
Number 12. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 13. What does the man tell the woman? Number 14. What does the woman suggest they do? Part 4. Short talks. You will hear some talks, each given by one person. There are three questions for each talk. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 15 through 17 refer to the following talk. Today is the first of two workshops on communication in the workplace. By the way, the second workshop will not be held here in room 215, but in room 440. Today, we will look at gestures and their meanings. First, we will watch a short movie which shows common gestures that people use when they are irritated, impatient, or embarrassed. I want you to use the paper you have been given to make notes about the gestures and what you think they probably mean. We will go on to examine how gestures may have different meanings for people around the world, and finally discuss the importance of body language in the work environment. Number 15. Where will the next workshop be held? Number 16. What is the purpose of the workshop? Number 17. What will the listeners most probably do next? Questions 18 through 20 refer to the following speech.
Good evening. I'm truly excited to present this next award to Brad Miller, and I'm honored to have acted in four of his movies. Brad was raised in California and attended Cal State Film School. In 1985, at the age of 28, he directed his first feature-length movie, written by Simon Ford. Some clips from this fabulous movie will be shown later this evening. He married the wonderful Jenny Garcia in 1989, who has starred in three of the movies he directed. In 1993, he started MG Pictures and has since made many more terrific movies, which millions of people have enjoyed. Please welcome Brad Miller to the stage.
Number 18. Who most likely is Brad Miller? Number 19. What will the audience most probably do later? Number 20. What will the speaker most probably do next? This is the end of the listening test.